critical thinking. And then Don will pass over to Pete, who will talk you through our process, what we actually did, and the findings that we have so far. Obviously, this is an ongoing research, so this is just where we've come to at this point. And then hopefully we'll have some questions afterwards. So, our background. General acknowledgement or agreement that critical thinking skills are important in higher education. Tim Moore, amongst many, many, many practitioners in the field, described it as the development of these skills may be viewed as the most important objective of university life. And it's an interesting thing as well now that it's not just within HE that this is really relevant. Secondary education is now bringing critical thinking into its syllabus. It's realised that the curriculum needs a part of critical thinking as well, not just to prepare their students for going into HE, but also for preparing their students for going actually out into the workplace. So, as we've said, many university courses will include in their prospectus a specific objective that the course will develop the critical thinking skills of their students. So, what is critical thinking? There's a question, which we've been toying with for quite some weeks now. There are many different approaches to critical thinking. Richard Paul acknowledged that there were many definitions. He also came up with his own definition, which I haven't written on here, but I'm going to read to you so you appreciate how wordy these definitions actually are becoming. Paul says that critical thinking is the disciplined, self-directed thinking that exemplifies the perfections of thinking appropriate to a particular mode or domain of thought. There's a lot of words to conjure with there. I have no idea what that means, to be honest with you. Then we move on to John McPeck and Robert Ennis. Now, they're having a debate with each other. Critical thinking, is it transferable? Can we just think critically and move into somewhere else and take it with us? Or is it discipline specific? Do you really need to deeply know a subject in order to be able to think critically about it? A lot of practitioners think that you do. McPeck's definition of critical thinking: the propensity and skill to engage in an activity with reflective scepticism. Ennis, 1985, came up with this definition: reflective and reasonable thinking that is focused on deciding what to believe or do. All of those that I've just mentioned have come from the philosophical tradition with their approach to critical thinking. We also have another approach, which Sternberg, amongst many other people, cognitive psychological approach, whereas they tend to focus more on how people actually think in real situations, rather than from a philosophical point of view, but how it actually works in real time, you know, in everyday life. Sternberg's definition: the mental processes, strategies and representations people use to solve problems, make decisions and learn new concepts. This approach, often criticised from the philosophical point of view as being a bit reductionist, it's reducing critical thinking down to a list of skills, which they don't agree it can be. And then we come to Bloom. I'm sure we've all heard of Bloom, which is the educational approach. Many contributors, but Bloom is obviously one of the main ones that we've all heard of. His associates, and he came up with Bloom's taxonomy for information processing skills way back in 1956, and which has been used ever since that time. One of the most highly used sources, in fact, when talking about and teaching higher order thinking skills, of which the top three levels of Bloom's taxonomy are considered as the critical thinking skills: analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. So then, bringing it more into our own study, we come on to Tim Moore, who in 2013 conducted a series of interviews with academics in three disciplines. He was looking at history, philosophy, and cultural studies. His interviews with the lecturers over a period of time came up with these seven definitional strands of what they felt critical thinking involved, which was judgment, scepticism, originality, sensitive readings, rationality, activist engagement with knowledge, and self-reflection. Moore's study was very much influenced by the ideas of Ludwig Wittgenstein, who suggested that we observe use to determine the meaning of the words that are used within critical thinking. His phrase, don't think, but look. And that's what we did. We looked. I'll now pass you over to Don, who will bring our study into context of why we've been doing it.
So, Lorraine's given an overview of some of the approaches and theories to critical thinking. And what I'm going to do is just give you an idea of how we got involved or maybe tangled in this idea of critical thinking. We work for CU Services at Coventry University, which is a subsidiary within Coventry University, and we provide, or our responsibility is to provide, the pre-sessional courses for the university. And last year we were asked to develop an in-sessional course to support the students as they move onto their destination courses. And the more that we start to research and prepare the in-sessional course, we came across the idea of criticality appearing in, I think, almost every module that we investigated. Certainly, course-wide, it was a key learning outcome for almost every course. And that left us with some problems, some challenges. What is critical thinking? How are we going to teach it? But more than that, I think it for our students, there was what Floyd calls the double challenge, which was as international students, they're dealing with critical thinking issues in a foreign language. And critical thinking is difficult for all of us. But to do it in a foreign language adds that extra level of difficulty, we think. And this was backed up by concerns that we were alerted to by the lecturers that we talked to when we were developing the in-sessional course. And they emphasized the fact that the students' criticality was very low, that they didn't engage fully with the texts and what they were supposed to be doing. As well as speaking to the tutors, we also drew on some research done by Pete Donovan, our colleague here, who interviewed some time ago, interviewed some EAP tutors to find out their perspective on critical thinking. What did they think critical thinking meant? Now, you can see there's what we would normally think of as critical thinking: argument with support, understanding transforming meaning, logic, alternative point of view, questioning. But I think that the key one for us was the discipline specific, the large number of responses from tutors that discipline specific critical thinking was tied to disciplines. So what we did when creating the in-sessional, we had access to a number of coursework briefs from, I think, maybe 40 modules, maybe more. And we had an opportunity to examine these coursework briefs. And so what we looked for was, when was criticality called for on the coursework brief? How frequently was it called for? And what were the key words? What words were used to elicit or prompt criticality from the student? So these were the three things that we looked at. And I'm now going to hand over to Pete, who's going to talk you through the process of how we analyzed these briefs and what we've learned from them so far.
Okay, so we found ourselves in quite a fortunate position of having access to lots and lots of module briefs. I think there were about 50, actually, and there were 50 different modules, and so there were assignment briefs between one and three for all of these, usually two assignment briefs, that as we were reading through them, And we were using these where possible to do what's been discussed a little bit today, to actually, rather than give extra work to the students on the course, but to actually develop a language content part of what they really had to study. Now, the problem with that is you can't always do that, because sometimes not everybody is studying exactly the same course, the same module, and we all know that even small differences in genre or in discipline can mean that it's meaningless to other people in the same class, even though the titles of their courses might be similar. But in examining these briefs, we found that the language of expectation of critical thinking was present throughout, really much more heavily than I expected. So we thought, how can we record occurrences of critical thinking-related vocabulary instructions? And we decided to use something related to Bloom's taxonomy, which is the tables of action verbs that are often associated with different levels in Bloom's taxonomy, like evaluate, analyze, discuss, etc. And there are several different versions of these tables. So because we found quite a rich variety of use of these kind of verbs, we incorporated several different tables and then managed to trap those and record occurrences of where that language was used in the assignment briefs. What we were interested is just looking to see whether we could identify whether some CT-associated words that are common to all or to many disciplines, and also whether we could identify whether some are specific or more specific to some subject areas than others. And so this is where we went there without having a predetermined definition about what those words mean, because what analyze means is itself problematic, what it means in a different subject. But we just thought, first of all, it would be of interest to see how are they used. And what we found so far is that there were a wide variety of instruction verbs. And those instruction verbs requesting different aspects in the context. And we were aware that in the specific contexts, those words might still mean different things. But many of those verbs, when we looked at the context, they fitted into the categories that Lorraine showed you earlier on of expecting skepticism or expecting logical thinking, expecting good judgment, depending on the different requirements of the course. We found some things that were interesting, at least, found that in physical sciences and engineering management appeared to use a wider range of verbs, and two verbs that I thought we found very, very commonly used were apply and discuss. And apply and discuss were used in a way that, I came as a surprise to me, that the apply was very much using theories and then applying those to case studies. And there would be often clear instructions in the physical sciences that they expected people to not only understand one theory, but to deeply understand several different theoretical approaches and then discuss those approaches. So that common, quite very demanding requirement for critical discussion was a deeper meaning of the word apply than I would have expected. We continued to interview some of the lecturers, again in common with some of the frustration that I know people have felt. Getting access to senior lecturers on courses is not always straightforward. But we did have help from some people in particularly engineering, business management, and project management disciplines. And their perspective was one that's been, I think has been presented already today, that very much content or orientated. The project management lecturer expected students to consider themselves as apprentices in the real work environment rather than as academics. So again and again we kept coming up with content being very important, and the way those verbs are being used in that specific context is brings us back to this discussion of is critical thinking discipline specific, or is it a generic skill that you can transfer? So our next stage, we want to go to examine the assignments that those students have actually submitted. Now we've understood what they were asked to do, and I'm very interested in seeing what feedback. The lecture this morning that was so interesting, the examples of feedback that was given, you know, you haven't answered the question, etc. It'd be very interesting to see what kind of help the feedback gives the students from after they've completed their assignment. But I think the main thing that we've got so far out of this is given us some insight into the challenges faced by international students. I know Ursula this morning was talking about how it's actually the academic literacy skills are the challenge rather than the lack of language. And I think that's perfectly compatible with realizing that there are some additional challenges that international students face. What can we use this for so far? Well, the ideas we've got so far is to at least be able to enrich the materials development that we have for the in-sessional, pre-sessional, if not solely to incorporate the vocabulary so that people can understand, in this context, what does analyze mean? What do these words mean? I'll give you some examples of what we found and how there's some overlap and how they were different. So business and finance apply, the big one. Media and design apply came up there quite highly. That should say critique, by the way. I made a mistake. Engineering management applies. The list is which one occurred most. I haven't put the numbers, but these are the most frequently occurring verbs within these disciplines. There's some overlap. We found that example of the application to practical case studies was in quite a lot of disciplines, specifically the scientific ones, whereas arts and media studies would often call for more reflective thinking. I'll just go back, actually. Yeah, media and design, we found demonstrate. So show your skills. You need to demonstrate your skills, but also then reflect upon what you've done, how you went about it. So I think we haven't got to the end of this story yet, but I think just seeing what language people use is useful. So we found this was a kind of an overall group of words. So if nothing else, are they making sure that the top 10 are understood in a kind of deep meaning context by the students would be a useful development for in-sessional materials. That's as far as we've got so far, so we're willing to take any questions that anybody, or observations about whether you think, or other ideas. Hello.